Fluoridation has been an interesting issue to watch at the local level. As far back as June 2006, fluoridation of our water seemed to have support. Only two of the eight nominated Rouse Water councillors spoke out against fluoridation, with only three voting against it. Fluoridation was expected to occur within 2 years. Things seemed to change soon after as opposition to fluoridation began to grow. It was not until April 2010 that support for fluoridation returned after Rouse Water councillors received advice that they may be personally liable for fines of up to $500 per day if approval was not forthcoming. Lismore City Council's councillor Yarnell changed his vote to allow fluoridation even though he publicly expressed concerns about environmental issues. He did a similar thing regarding a coal seam gas pole to be run at the next election, which will be addressed shortly. The fluoridation vote was then evenly split, with the chairman approving fluoridation with his casting vote. The New South Wales Department of Health was pushing for fluoridation, and local councils seemingly had no power to oppose this. Lismore City Council's Councillor Ekins went a step further and sought her own advice, which indicated councillors could be liable if they did not insist on a delay until an adequate toxicology report was received. She went on to say that it was the councillor's duty to ensure they were satisfied with the review of environmental factors before proceeding. It seemed Councillor Yarnell crumbled purely to protect his own well-being to the detriment of the residents of the four member councils of Rouse Water. Is this really the type of councillor we want to represent us on such important issues? Rouse Water then secured an extension in March 2011, allowing them to delay directives and approvals until 2012. In May 2012, Al Ushlak, an anti-fluoride campaigner, was unsuccessful in the Land and Environment Court. Rouse Water Chairman Councillor Silver denied councillors were pressured into voting for fluoride as Councillor Yarnell suggested, and expressed his disappointment with the Department of Health for placing local councils in such a difficult position. The current position sees Rouse Water being asked by the state government's Department of Health to add fluoride to drinking water, with the Land and Environment Court's Justice Biscoe deciding that Rouse Water is required to comply with the requirements of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act, requiring an environmental impact statement to be completed. Fluoridation was never Rouse Water's fight. They supply water and have done so very well for many years. They are not in the dental health business and should not be required to incur expenses in relation to the process of fluoridation or the associated legal battles. The bottom line seems to be that fluoridation is coming and it is just a question of when. The state government will always trump a local council's decision. This is Big Rob on 92.9 River FM. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.